Awesome, dude. My cookie will always remember.
Me cookie. Anyway, me now? I'll just go for it. I just wanted to say the show sucks. Good game, no read. No, I'm only joking. Wanted to be the first to congratulate you on episode 2.1. It was awesome. And really, my question revolves around the final scene in that episode. Obviously, we see Dave microing towards Doug, and we see Doug firing off a shot while being hit and headshotting a big bad. But the question which really, I know Connor John and Denoli 3 have had sort of a big debate over in a specific thread is whether Doug fired the shot before he got hit, while he got hit, or after, and whether it was a misfire or intentional. And really it comes down to, it looked like in the footage, the special effects, that Doug shoots beforehand, aims and shoots, and manages to headshot Big Bad on purpose. But I was just wondering how precise was that timing, how much did you know that was going to be scrutinized, and whether, without any spoilers, of course, we can reveal whether that was intentional or not?
Well, you know, it's funny. When we're making the show, we always think about the freeze framers, right? The circles and denolis out there that we know are going to freeze every frame and analyze it. So, yeah, it's funny that this came up. And, in fact, something that I haven't gone through and done myself is I haven't really checked to see if the flashes in episode 12 and the flashes in episode 13 are consistent. Maybe Davin knows that because he did all the special effects here. But Davin, I mentioned in an email, I said, if you can, try to make the flashes consistent. But we weren't thinking that far ahead when we did the episode 12 flashes. You want to talk about that? Well, most of the consistency issue is actually dealt with back when we were making episode 12. The flashes in the window were consistent with what we envisioned was going on inside the room, who was shooting first, who was shooting second, so on and so forth. So that was planned, and when I got the edits for episode 13 or 2.1, it was the same sort of game plan, the same people were shooting in the same order. So they should be consistent, although it's not timed. So it won't be timed correctly, but like which color goes when, that's all still consistent. And regarding whether Doug is good or bad, or all the issues of did he mean to shoot the big bad in the head and all that, you know, if you got a Dave microball coming at you at high speed, that's pretty scary and might fuck up your aim a bit, even though, you know, you're shooting before the microball has hit you. There was even a theory, which was pretty hilarious to me, that Econojohn came up with about different kinds of electromagnetic fields and some of them
the photon
affecting
center, yeah.
On the range of the microball. I thought that was pretty funny. But, yeah, pretty much we wanted to keep it ambiguous in terms of the visuals, in terms of what Doug's intentions were. So you're just going to have to stay tuned to find out. But I do appreciate all the free framing, all the analysis. It's really fun for me to read.
How did I know that? You
sounds like
you left
there was some George Lucas going on.
Sorry, Joel, what's that? Go ahead.
I said, are you sure there's not some George Lucas-ing going on there?
Yeah, true, yeah. You know, the Han shot first deal. Yeah, we might have to go back and change that to make Joel either more evil or more good, depending on what we want to do 20 years from now.
Just for the record, Han shot first.
Guta Guta Solo.
Awesome. Okay. Any more questions, Scree?
No, that's it for now. Thanks very much. Speaking to you.
Awesome, dude. Good to finally.
Thanks.